The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Well, it's about that time of the year. We're ready to announce the Passover celebration, our annual Passover celebration here at Freedom Fellowship Church. Every year, we hold a Passover celebration in honor of the Passover feast, which we are instructed. Jesus said during the Last Supper, as many of us call it, that we are to hold that feast in remembrance of him because Jesus was our Passover lamb. So this year we are holding the Freedom Fellowship Passover Feast at the Hilton Garden Inn at the Rim. And it's going to be on Friday, April 14th, which many of you know is Good Friday. And again, that's going to be Friday the 14th at the Hilton Garden Inn at the Rim. We're going to start the feasts and the festivities right at sundown. So if you want to register for our 2017 Passover Feast, go to our website, www.sogmi.org, hit the events tab, and registration is going to be $50 per person. And that's going to cover your meal, it's going to cover the cost of the venue, all that stuff. So we invite all of you, come join us as we celebrate and as we thank God for the Passover lamb that is Jesus Christ. We want to thank you again also for all of you listeners that came out to our fundraising sale these past couple weeks. We did get a little bit of rain the past couple weeks, but we still appreciate all of you that came out and supported us and helped us raise money for the Israel trip. And we're still raising money this next week and the following week. So that'll be Saturday the 25th and Saturday, April 1st. We are still going to be holding some more of those fundraising sales at Freedom Fellowship Church. So that's at 8419 Callahan Road from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So come out and visit us. We're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs and tons of stuff for sale. So come out and support us there. So on to the message for this week. So this week we're going to be talking about, and we've been talking about this for the past couple of weeks, but we're going to be talking about faith, because of how important faith is in our lives. And the thing is that it's really easy to get into this idea. It's like, oh, well, I'm standing on faith. I'm believing that God is going to act. And we a lot of times act like God is going to instantly thrust it upon us, when many times acting in faith means that we are allowing God to take us through the process to bring us to our manifestation. Abraham, when he walked in faith, he left his homeland, he left his family to go to a country that he didn't know. And so it wasn't an instant thing, but he actually had to go through the process of obeying the Lord. And that's, you know, living by faith, that's what it's about. It's that we are obeying the Lord, we are listening to what God is saying, even when it doesn't make sense. So we're going to listen in to Pastor Chris as she's going to talk about faith this week. So let's listen in now and hear what she has to say.
In everything that we do, it has to be excellency, okay? Especially for the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence, you qualify if you believe, yes, it is the opportunity that you're going to be a part of, right? It's just like you're going to believe that this is a season of suddenlies, okay? You're going to believe, oh, yeah, you believe. You are so intense in believing, right? And then you pray for God to give you patience. Don't ever expect that suddenly you'll become patient. Am I correct? Because a lot of the things that we prayed for, God is answering it through process. You have to go through the process, just like in order to enter the kingdom of God, you have to be born again, right? So you ask God for patience, you go through the process, even though you believe that God can do it in a blink of an eye. That is a characteristic that is not going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? Hello? because those are developed over time. Patience is developed and it manifests over time. That's why we have to really continue this love relationship with Jesus, because you just tell him, I love you, and then all of a sudden you forget all about him. You don't include him in anything. And I said, it doesn't happen in our natural life. So much more, it doesn't happen overnight. It is a process. The transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence is a process because it is a time of preparation. You don't have to be wondering why things are manifesting on this side and on your side it's not manifesting. Because if we believe that God does not play favorites, then it is not up to him. And we cannot say that it's not the timing of God. How come it's their timing and it's not your timing? Because we have to submit through the process of preparation, through the process of being faithful. Am I correct? Okay. Like the faith. We all say, oh, I'm a faith people. I believe. I have faith. I command these mountains to go and be cast out, and it's not happening. It's not happening, but it's happening on some others. And then when you have done everything in your power to do things, and then the mountain moved, right? Because the scripture is very clear when Jesus said, if you have a faith like a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to be thou removed, and it will be done for you. You're not going to do it. It is not by your power. The main thing is for you to believe and for you to stand, and then it will be done for you. Okay? You're not going to do it. We don't make things happen. Just like it never manifests when we hear people, I live by faith. I don't have any job. I cannot pay my bills. I live by faith. And then the congregation will take an offering for you. That is not living by faith. Hello? That's different. It's not living by faith, because you did not tell that mountains to be removed. You shouted on the mountaintop that you created a mountain. It's not by faith. So whoever is doing that and said it ain't happening. And then we have testimony. This is usually before the offering time. Am I correct? I wonder what God is feeling. And said, oh, you know, I have this. And said, you have to give generously. You know, I only have $10 in my pocket. And the Lord told me to give it away. And I did. And somebody gave me a check for $10,000. So whatever the need that you have right now, just give. Give generously. And it will be done for you. Hello? And we call that faith. It's not. Everyone in the Bible, from the book of Genesis, the faithful people, they are blessed. God prospered them. Starting from Father Abraham all the way. So don't tell me that you live by faith. Might as well be honest. You know what? I did some stupid thing. If you all can help. But you're not allowed to do that in here. I'm going to chop your head off. You understand what I'm saying? This is not a begging ministry. This is a mountain movers, and this is a nation transformers, right? Might as well be honest. I came here to beg, but don't you ever use and prostitute the word of God and call it faith, because faith is beyond reason. Faith is beyond your means. Faith is beyond your abilities and your strength. Faith is believing God, what God is telling you. If it's not from God, there is no way that you're going to be able to manifest these things. That is faith. Hello? When you believe that, the others is the right thing to do. It's obeying the scripture. Like honor the Lord with the first fruits and with your substance, right? And your vats will overflow. Then that is a scripture. That is not by faith. It is you are obeying and believing what God is telling you, right? So those are two different things. So I want the body of Christ to really change because of the principles of handling worldly wealth as well as the true riches is being taught by our Lord Jesus himself. And we have to believe that. Any other things, they are man-made doctrines that, yes, it worked for them, but that's their revelation of their time. We are progressing in our revelation. We are going to receive revelation in this generation that has never been revealed in the past generations. And that is in Ephesians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul was saying, this is the generation, this is the revelation of our time that has never been revealed in the past generation. And said that revelation of their time in Paul's time is we are equal with the nation of Israel, with the Jewish people, that we are joint heirs with them through and in Jesus Christ. That's the revelation of that generation. And we are going to receive a revelation of our time that has never been revealed in the past generation. I know even thousands of years ago, people believe in the transfer of wealth. And the transfer of wealth throughout the body of Christ, not just for one or two people. Then it's not a generation, it's a revelation to one or two people, right? Two persons. So this is important for us to understand who we are. One of the revelation that we have to really continue to hone in and really preach to everybody that each and every one of us, it doesn't matter about your gender, your social status, your age. You have the same opportunity. You have such a wonderful opportunity right now to even begin again, to live heaven on earth, that you are really important, that you are not just a number in the kingdom of God, but there is something that you can do that will transform, deliver, and set other people free. Hello. It will start with your testimony. It gets messed up when we add to it. When we focus on the rules and regulations instead of the love of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit, the revelation in this generation. It is for us that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many times have you missed. But it's also you and I have to understand, for those of us who ought to know better, when the Holy Spirit will start telling you, don't do this, don't do this, and you keep on doing and doing and doing it, 2017, you're going to walk through the repercussions of those choices that you made. Because the commandments of the Holy Spirit, the things that the Holy Spirit has been telling you, is not just a first time. He has been trying to tell you over and over again. But a lot of times, our flesh will convince us that go ahead and do it and you take care of it and you fix it later. Because this is your opportunity. Hello? Whether it's in finances, whether it's in relationship, and here we are. We have broken ruins that we have to deal with. Even those that are in the body of Christ. Many, not just a few, many married Christians are living hell in our days, and they cannot see a way out. Hello? But many Christians cannot wait to jump into marriage without really praying to the Lord. And then the cycle continues. One mistake, it will be corrected 5 to 10 years. So many wounds. And then you do it again. And then another years. And then again and again. It's just like, for me, it's far worse than being in the wilderness. In the wilderness, there were manna. And we spend so much time in praying and asking prayers for our own healing and our own deliverance instead of changing the world. Because who cares about them? I'm hurting. I'm hurting. And we have forgotten the basic principles, what God has set. It's a spiritual law. It's also a natural law. As long as the earth endures, there will be seed time and harvest. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man soweth, he shall also reap. we teach that during the sowing, during the money issue, but it is more than that. It's what we sow for our lives every day. It's an opportunity for each and every one of us, for our lives to get transformed and be blessed, and for others to be transformed because they're reading our lives. Every day, we have an opportunity to inspire others, to share about Jesus, instead of looking back. You need to continue to move forward. Are you getting this? Okay. So walking and living by faith means that you are outside of your own understanding. And it's all over the scripture. Don't say that, why now? Could you imagine? Probably Abraham would have loved to ask God that. Why did you wait until I'm in my 90s? And now you're telling me to be a father of many nations. Why did you tell me when I was 16? Hello? Then stop using the, why now? Why not now? How many of you who will pray, who wanting to pray and wanting to be used by God to lay hands on the sick, and your brain kept on telling you, what if that person don't get healed? Right? And you will be tormented by this. So you're going to fast longer while you're salivating. And then you pass through and you don't even like fast food. You drive through. Everything smells good because you're fasting. Oh, you wanted that person to get healed. Am I correct? Why not ask back? Question. What if that person don't get healed? What if he does? What are you going to do about it? If you're going to raise the dead and said, I don't know. They already embalmed him. As if God said, oh, no, that's impossible, Christina. It's already been embalmed. He created the world out of nothing. And he cannot raise the dead because they remove all the guts. Right? What if you say, what if that person lived and raised again? What will happen to your life? Are you ready for the attention? That is the one thing that you need to be prepared. We are so focused on, oh, the devil is attacking me. It's like the wiles of the devil. And you are so busy trying to figure out. You even send spies in the enemy's camp to figure out the wiles, wherein you can ask the Holy Spirit. Instead, you need to prepare yourself. When God uses you, when you start believing and you start raising the dead, then what will happen to you? You start planning when the transfer plot manifests. What are you going to do? You know, for some of us, I'm going to buy a house. How many houses? The transfer of wealth is not just being rich. It means to say it's just like a spring that just keep on giving. You can only buy so many houses. Well, I'm going to have some procedures done. You can only have a certain amount of cosmetic surgery, okay? You can only have so much shoes. I don't know the limit of that. Not yet, right? But what will be beyond that? When really God provides well and above what you really have hoped for, then what is your plan? Have you prepared for that? The reason why God cannot manifest is because we're going to forget. He is going to send us a security deposit. Okay, here's a $10 million. And then we are absent. We will be noticeably absent from any fellowship because now you're too important and you're too rich. After all, you only need God when you are in need, when you're in trouble. That's what is showing in many of our actions. But God wants us to prepare for the wonderful, for the heaven on earth. We need to prepare for that. Stop focusing on the wiles of the devil. He's already defeated. Why are you wasting so much time? The main thing that you're going to defeat is look at yourself in the mirror. That's the one that you need to defeat. Your flesh, your mind. Because that is your greatest enemy. Satan is already defeated. Don't give him enough ammunition. Oh, the devil is doing this to me because I am so anointed. Then what a stupid devil. If he knows that you're anointed, he knows that he cannot kill you. Hello? Don't try to make a mountain out of negative things. We need to start building mountains of great things. That's why there is something wrong when we know there has to be more than this. There has to be more than goosebumps and getting blessed one time, and the move of God will move one in every 100 years. And we will just be looking forward to that. And said, no, we want God to move every day. And most of all, we want God. We will endeavor that God is going to use us every day. Hello. It's a different mindset. You are special, but not when you're offended and said, don't they realize who I am? I said, probably not. You have to show yourself strong. Well, you didn't know that I'm going to step on your toes and mince you and fry you and skin you alive this morning, right? Surprise! This is a good day. Are you getting this? So, if you are outside of your comfort zone, like Abraham in his 90s, and he's just beginning to enjoy his senior citizen card, and God said, guess what? You will be the father of many. And I was like, probably if I will be Abraham, that's why the Lord told me, and said, that's the reasons why I am glad also that you're not Abraham, Christina. Because if I will be that Abraham, I said, what are you thinking, God? What do you think you're doing? Right? Why at the age of 90-something? You are God. You can bless me here. Why do I have to go to a nation that I don't know where? All I wanted is one or two or three sons, not as numerous as the stars. See, that's what we are. All I want is to be happy. And you are miserable. For 50-something years, oh, I just want to be happy. And I was like, give me a break. You're deeper than that. And said, like, my happiness is to destroy the works of Satan, starting with my own life. And I said, that is an utterly fulfillment. Not just, I just want to be happy. Do you know that us wanting to be happy is so different? If I crave chocolate with vanilla ice cream, right? I said, if I only have that, I'll be happy. And then I got it, and I'm so happy, right? The following week is a different happiness for me. This time I want some shoes. And I went to the store. They have it. Exactly the color of pink, the shade of pink that I don't have, right? And then they don't have it in my size. It is the last one. Oh no, I'll be happy if I have that. It changes. Are you getting this? Because that is the happiness that is defined by the world, not by God. We are so happy and content when we know in him I live and move and have my being. Then we are happy.
Amen. Well, I hope you all took those words to heart. Let's truly have our joy and have our pleasure in pleasing the Lord, because that'll be more fulfilling than anything that we aspire to do for ourselves. And the truth is that God's plans for us, they're so much greater than anything that we could plan for ourselves. As God said in Jeremiah, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future." So God wants us to prosper. God wants us to be blessed. So if we submit ourselves to him, if we allow him to take the lead in our life, then he will surely make sure that we are blessed. Amen. Well, we're about out of time for today. Just a reminder, get registered for our annual Passover feast. Go to our website, www.passover.org. www.sogmi.org, and you can get registered there. Also, don't forget about our fundraising sales coming up next Saturday and the Saturday after that. You can find more information about this radio broadcast or about Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International at sogmi.org. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.